Now, one of the aspects of the Helen Keller story which resonates to this day, and with some controversy, is the way her story is taught to American children. Joining me now is Kim Nielsen, Professor of Disability Studies and Gender Studies at the University of Toledo. And the controversy, such as it is, relates to the tension between the personal and the political story when it comes to Helen Keller.
It does. Helen Keller's personal story is interesting and it's fabulous, but much of the story as it's told in the United States focuses exclusively on her childhood and in many ways her early childhood, and we miss the presentation of her as an adult and as a very political figure.
So in what ways was she a political figure? Just describe some of the causes that she became involved with, and of course we have to bear in mind that she was doing this through the struggle of the way in which she had to communicate.
Yes, she was a suffragist. That is, she advocated for women to vote. She cared about disarmament. She was very upset by economic inequalities. She supported striking workers across the globe. She was a socialist at one point in her life. She cared about civil rights and freedom of speech. She was passionate about many, many issues.
Those aspects of her life have not been written out of the history books altogether, but they do seem to be somewhat downplayed in the way in which she is presented to American children. As we heard in the piece there, that she is a known person in American history and will be known to virtually all school children.
She is. She's very well known amongst American school children. I think part of it is that we in the United States and perhaps elsewhere really struggle how to teach children and what to tell them about the world. And it's easier to simply focus on Helen Keller as a child and to ignore the major social issues that she paid attention to.
Does her work on those social issues, her writings and the way in which she spoke about them, does that still resonate today for those who are willing and able to find out about them?
I think it does. Every time I speak about her, every time people contact me about her, they are thrilled to learn about her life as a social activist. I think that children and adults, we all need models of activism, and she's a great model of activism.
And how well known is she throughout the world? And if she isn't, is that something of a shame because of the way in which her story has been perhaps reduced to the easier to handle bit about her struggle to communicate?
In my experience, the places to which she traveled across the globe still know of her. In Japan, for example, where she visited several times, people know of her, people of all ages, and they're very familiar with her story because she mattered so much to their history at a specific moment. Also, people in India, people in certain parts of Central and South America, they know of her. But I think it's still easy for her adult life to be forgotten.
Knowing what you know about her life, the life in the round, how important a figure do you think both she is to this day or she should have been and should be?
I think she's an important figure. There are, of course, lots of important historical figures about which children know absolutely nothing, and many adults know nothing. I think that it's important to know about her, but it's also important to remember that many people with disabilities across the globe have been marvelous social activists, lived very rich lives. She's not the only one.
Professor Kim Nielsen from the University of Toledo, thank you very much. And you can see a picture of Helen Keller by going to our website. Just search for BBC Witness. More from the History Hour in just a moment.